So if you turn in the prayer books to the back of the base sheet. Go sungu pe go ne chak tehelo Mushami chu chu chi malubu Tome ne sati tu tam che sha Ke pa ge wa nam la je
Podemos chamar Val, Bursa da Val, Tanti Val. Tanti Val, is anti. I'm very happy that you all came here, you know, for this class. So, also I said, you know, last night that you have, you know, many things to do, you know, especially in the weekends, you know, so probably family to check here, so many other chores, but you choose to come to Kadamba Center here to educate yourself about tantric vows. So this is the so this is like educational class, okay, educating ourselves about the vows. So what are the vows? So then today is tantric vows. When I go through them, so if it doesn't make sense, please, you know, raise your hand. It's important to understand. Nothing to shy about. You can just interrupt me, ask me questions. It's important. In order to practice them, it's important to know them. Okay. Either way, to break or to practice, you know, you have to know the vows. Otherwise, you know. So then, as I said, you know. You know, like, when the Shakyamuni Buddha is in India, you know, at that time, as I said last night, when I'm explaining Buddhist vows, so it's also said in the sutras, you know, at that time, practicing every single vow very purely, all of them, very purely, you know, you get. It's, you know, you get a lot of it's not easy, you know, keeping all the vows purely. At that time, you know, keeping all of the vows purely, each one of them purely. And because Buddha Dhamma is kind of flourishing at that time, you know, every corner, you know, people talk about Buddha Dhamma. So now, you know, this degeneration times, you know, even though if you can keep one of them purely, there's equivalent benefit, because the world now we live is, you know, is there are so many distractions, you know, every corner, so many distractions. And what I said last night, you know, you can't escape from the advertisement. Every little paper has advertisement. So that is, the world is very much, there are so many distractions. So that's why it's called degeneration time. People, you know, interest shifted. People mind shifted, focus shifted. 2,500 years ago, mainly majority of the people, what they are thinking something, you know, like what you call divine dharma, human dharma. If they are in the monastic community, they are thinking about both of them. If they are in the lay community, they are thinking about human dharma, like live their life up to the 16 guidelines. That's called human. The 16 guidelines specifically designed for the human. So there's, you know, also, you know, the studying this vow, there's also benefit, even there's giving one of them purely, believe or not, that you'll get equal benefit, okay, benefit. Because the circumstance is completely changed. And here, you know, just forget about the whole United States, you know. So even in North Carolina, how many people are talking about vows, tantric vows? I'm not sure how many people know. So So this, the way in this text, you know, I'm going to explain exact, like, you know, it's been written in this text, okay? Well, this is Sangaji Domba Matoba Toba Chivistapi, same, it's like the Buddhist vows, the way they start the, this, you know, teaching of the vows. Sangha means secret mantra. Sometimes they translate it secret mantra, Sangha, Sang, this word, secret. Now, So the definition of, you know, this word, nga, sangha, sangha is no secret. You can also say, nga, no, usually means, you know, generally speaking, nga means mantra. In this case, it's much more deeper than mantra, it's more than mantra. Sangha means secret practice, practice that you don't advertise, okay? Practice you don't advertise, practice that has a hidden inside yourself. It's very much hidden than, you know, obvious. So, so that's like, you know, Sangha, is, you know, Sangha refers to the Vajrayana practice, Vajrayana practice. In the Vajrayana practice, you know, there are, you know, four classics of, you know, Vajrayana practices. So that's the same as four class of, you know, Tantra or Sangha. So now the definition is Sangha is, you know, like Yi Kyo. Yi means mind, Kyo means protect your mind. That's the definition of secret path. That's the definition of Sangha. Or you can say Nga. That could be also definition of mantra. Definition of mantra is, you know, protect your mind. Yi. Protect your mind from, you know, from what? From negative things. So protect your mind. Sangha chi. Then, Sangha chi doba ma toba toba chi. Tap method to somebody who never received tantric vow and how to receive that. Or technique and how one can receive, you know, tantric vow. Doba ma toba chi. Toba minyama. So after when you receive, then how to practice that. You know, how... make sure how you, like, how to practice it. How to practice that. Or another way to say, Toba Minyamasu. Top means, you know, you already received this top. Minyam is, you know, Nyam is, Nyamba means, you know, is degenerated. Nyam means degenerated. Minyam means opposite. How you say?
Undegenerated.
That's good, that's English. Oh, undegenerated. Or, How to, so many times that I say, you know, it's not really English, it's my English, it's not really English. Toba Minyama Sutum is, you know, how to keep that degenerated, undegenerated.
I would just think of, like, something called undegenerated just sounds so confusing.
Anyway, to protect them. So, minyam also. Minyam, degenerations, minyam, undegenerated, minyam also. Minyam na chichu, if you break them, then how to purify or confess or refresh your vows, okay? Domasu repair the benefit of, you know, studying or practicing tantric vow. So now, so method, you know, how to receive tantric vows, okay? Lam tumuwe ju lekwa jangnes. So it's clearly said in this book, lam tumuwa, common path, then one's mind has to be trained through this, you know, common path, which is renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing emptiness, lam tumua. Common path refers to three principles except the path. So these are like foundation. Okay? Lam tumua, ju lekwa jang. So ju lekwa jang, what it means? That means like experiential understanding. It's not just understanding. Experiential understanding of what is renunciation, what is bodhicitta, what is emptiness. Experiential understanding. So, rather, injurginyoa is not just experience. No? It's more than understanding. Injurginyoa. So when you think about that, it's some kind of like transformation is taking place in your mind stream. Say, no, precious human life. No, so right now it's more like, you know, like intellectual. No, so. So then when you, you know, think about that again, why it's so precious, you do analytical meditation. Why it's so precious? because when I look at the cause and what has been said about, you know, this precious human life by Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Atisha, all the lineage Lama and the Lamrim, you know, Lamrim teaching, all these Lama has been said so much about, you know, this life that I have, precious, because, you know, possess 10 richness, you know, then 8 freedoms. No, not every human life is precious human life. When you have this 10 richness and, you know, like 8 freedoms, you know, Taji Jujutsu, then that make your life precious human life. So then you are doing this, you know, first you are doing review meditations, you know, you just review them, maybe through foundation or good quality, maybe, you know, Lamrim part in Guru Puja, or maybe, you know, three principal actions of the path, you know, that short Lamrim teaching. In any of those, you just, you know, when you reach, you just, every day you just review them, you know, review. So then, finally, then you target that specific topic, then you brainstorm why it's so precious. When I look at the cause, the number, you know, the example they've been used in the sutra, like blind turtles, you know, blind turtles, and like in the oceans, that's the yoke, which has only one hole. The blind turtle that comes up in the surface of the oceans once a hundred years. That's how the precious human life is difficult to find. The blind turtle that comes up in the surface of the oceans once a hundred years. That means, you know, once in a while that we, you know, get this precious human life. So then next time when you think about precious human life, it's a little bit different. When you think about that, so there's no then conversation happening between your brain and your heart. That's called yinjugi nyuwa. Then experience is deep, you know, deep. Then when you say precious human life, it means something to you rather than just mere word. So when you teach about precious human life, then you are really going deep in your heart what it means for you. So that's, you know, called yinjugi nyuwa. Okay. So that applies every single, I think it's a topic in Lamrim, in Yugi Nyuwa. So then analytical meditation is necessary in order to get that. As a, what I call Yugi Nyuwa means, Yugi Nyuwa, experience that kind of transform your mind, not just your brain, okay? So lam tumo jui lekba janes. So now that's quite difficult, isn't it? It's quite difficult. So now same when we talk about guru devotion, guru has to have 10 qualifications. But it's so difficult to find somebody who has all of them. So what do you do? So you know, find some importance from that 10 qualifications. And, you know, right now, because of the degeneration time, it's so difficult to find somebody who possesses all of them. So what do? You just give up? No, you don't give up. No, you look somebody that among those 10 qualifications, you know, some of them are crucial, critical. If you have, if somebody has those, then you can, you know, consider, okay? Similar here. So now, say, when I look at myself, so somebody's going to give initiations. I'm thinking about taking that initiation. When I look at myself, I don't think I have any experience that transforming my mind when it's coming down on renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness. So I don't have that. So should I receive the initiation or not? So at least, you know. So then it's very important to understand, have intellectual understanding of what is renunciation, what is bodhicitta, what is emptiness, okay? So then eventually probably people will even not hear the word of three principles, express the path. The word is probably gone. No, nobody knows what it is. And that's how they, you know, slowly, probably, you know, like say, now probably 5,000 years, I think something like that, 5,000, so out of the 5,000, so now there's time length, how long Buddha Dhamma will survive in the universe, there's time length. So so eventually, you know, then you don't hear any of those words, you know. You don't hear about the word about those practices, that's gone. So Chalam to me, Ju Labor Chanage. So, mind has to be, you know, transformed by those, you know, three principal path, okay? Exercise path. Today, Doji Lobby, seeing the temple is never Sunji, never Chitisho. Doji Lobby, seeing the Vajra Master, the finding of Vajra Master, no? So, So, then, pleasing that master's through body, speech, mind, so, what puts that now, then you request, you know, sincerely, genuinely, you request that lamas, you know, him or her, to give you, you know, initiation. So, so then, that's how you receive tantric vows, okay? So nivasa, so that's, you know, the method how to receive, you know, tantric vows. So now the second one, toba minyama sunzu, how to practice that, how to practice that. So that's the meaning, how to practice that. And if I try to translate word by word, so then it's like how to keep that, how is it, minyama sunzu means to practice them, make sure it doesn't get degenerated, it doesn't get broke. Okay. So rely on that Vajra Master properly according to that Vajrayana teaching. So Tamjudan Domba, Dombe Labjan Shepachin is in the beginning what you do, you have to educate yourself what are the vows, what are the pledges and the vows. So Shepachin. Chebatu Rangla Ongu wa Jushiba Menga Nawa Kaya Lama de Mudukun Shinama. So Lama Vajra Master, they give you, you know, initiations, then explain the initiations, then, you know, give you instructions how to practice them. So if you remember in the Guru Puja sections in the beginning, they're saying like three kinds of kindness. Remember the Guru Puja? So that three kindness, you know, three kindness based on the Sudayana teachings, three kind of based on the Vajrayana teachings. So now three kind, that's one of this and this here, the three kind. Giving initiations, then explanation of initiations, then giving instructions. These are, you know, when you see word three kindness, so that refers to that. One of them is that based on Vajrayana teachings. Because we do Guru Puja, I think, quite often at the center. Seeing that Vajra Master as a root of the all the has a spiritual attainment, siddhi, initiation, due to the Mera Medoja Puna Chansa. So that's why, you know, doing six sessions Guru Yoga, it covers all of that. Doing six sessions Guru Yoga, this course, at least it's covered that. Nirishin, Tiru, the Menda, Menda, Jama, Chazwa, Tsuchindu, Chi, Tsuchindu, Shin, Nichi, Kushin, Teba, Lame, Tugung, Tugung, Shin, Duba, Yidung, Pinbun. So then, you know, the Mongols, Lama Lenga Deng Ting, the Kamba, Mijoba, Lame to the Yala Panda Machawas. Maybe I'll read this, you know, probably is, maybe this is, you know, this is education class, I think it's good to know. So, every day, you know, seeing that Vajra Master, as you are, you know, root of all the spiritual attainments. Then making mandala offerings, so nishin je, nisha relation, two, six times a day, that's what you call six session Guru Yoga, six times a day. That's why, you know, three times in the morning, three times in the evening, when you do that, that covers that. Nishin, two to the mandala, two to the mandala, for the chakra, you know, offering flowers, you know, the mandala offerings, prostrations, that all include the Six Sessions Guru Yoga. Chue Sushin do Nishi Chawa, Kushin, Deba, Lame Togoshi Duba. Doing things, you know, according to Lama's, you know, Vajramasa's wishes. Then, you know, making all kind of offerings. Then living your life up to, you know, pledge, or Tazo Deshe Chopa, Tazo Lama Chopa, Lama Dujin Chimu, Dujin Chango Emet Tawas, you know, seeing one's Lama as a inseparable with, you know, Vajadhara, Vajadhara. Then Lame Chima Ham Ten Shambhaso Mikompaso. So not like, this is probably very foreign to you, so, you know, Lame Chima, the shadow of Lama, shadow of Lama, Lama's shoes, you know? So good things. Lama doesn't have so many shoes, there's good things. So then the cushions, Shumba. Shumba means it could be, you know, horse, you know, could be like a horse like that, you know, that's in Tibet. Because this text has been taught in Tibet, so that's refers to horse. Mikomba, not like I say, crossing over that. There's a part of, you know, that part of that. Kashin Duba, Mikomba Kashin Duba. Then, you know, live up to the Lama's advice. Minuba Shijan, Yobala Shijan Shawa. Minuba Shijan Yobala Shijan Shawa. Minuba. If something that you cannot do, then you have consultations with your Lamas, you know, to discuss. You know, that could be vow, could be pledge, things like that. Lame Jeso, such as protecting Lama's possessions. Lame Nyekola, Lame Nyekola Nyitawa, then looking, you know, Lama's, Lame Kola, looking Lama's, you know, entourage, then looking them as, you know, something like your own friend, you know, not looking down on them. Lame to the Madena Milubas. So this, you don't sit before Lama sit, you don't sit on the cushions. So you sit after Lama, you know, this is all part of this, you know, part of that. And, but this is not the vow. It's not the vow. Okay, this is just part of the teachings. Without any particular reason, you don't go before Lamas, you know, like that. Lama le nar tenji tindo. You don't step on the cushion before Lama step on the cushion. This is all the kind of protocol. So, so time to time, people do ask me what is the protocol. You know, the protocol. Usually, I'm not very keen to the protocols. You know, when it's come down to me, so I'm not very much worried about that. So people do ask. So these are now protocols. You know, protocols. Lama tun the ten lami dubas. No, you don't sit before Lama, you know, you sit. So, so without any particular reason, you don't go before Lamas, you know. Lama le, then you come to the Lama jun yalang, yala pal de bacha. Lama jun yalang, then you sit very properly. Lama sheng be se nyu dawns. When Lama, so this, if you are here, interesting about protocols, so these are the protocols, okay. Lame Jindu Yala Pagdam Bachas, you sit, you know, properly. Lama Shangze Nyuda Damasin. When Lamas stand up, then you stand up, you know. So Lame Tun the Chimas Midwas, then you don't, I say, Lame Tun the Chimas Midroshim, Lame Tun the Chimas Midroshim. Chima means you don't speak. I don't see anybody speak here at Kadamba Center. So anyway, so in India, it's very common practice, you know, you just, if there's something that you just throw there. Kamba Chawa. Kamba Chawa. Then the sitting, like I say, Lama's teaching. You know, the Vajra Lama's teaching, then your, you know, kind of legs goes. You go, how you say, you extend your legs. Kamba Chawa. Chakba Khadro Shewa. So then, you know, just chatting, talking. If Lama's there, you're just talking like that. Yala Nyawa, so then, you know, sitting like this, then, you know, singing a song, you know, then, like, gossiping, all kinds of Lame to the Dandu Kuba Michawas. Then, when you, in front of the Lamas, when you stand up and you sit, you know, disrespectful, you know, Lichuva. So this goes on and on. Now, you want to know more about protocol? So these are the protocols. No? This is not a part of the vows. No? So now, no, we don't have much time. So probably, loma do a cheche ba lome lome lame loma rangi loma cheba sponsor. Yeah, this is all like no physical way of sitting. Chawa kanja teeth in tik jambi dajawas. And everything that you said no with very gentle turn. Very gentle turn, okay? Lame din do shishin towa duba. And you sit in front of the lamas in a very like I say in a proper way. Kuiso suda tumba kowas. Proper clothes. When you want to receive teachings, then you have to recurse at least three times you have to recurse. No? Why? Because no, that's why Buddhists don't preach. You have to recurse three times. Because Lama is investigating whether you are proper vessel or not investigating, you know, so how serious you are, or you just want to know, or you really thinking to practice, you know, something like that. So, next time, if you request some lamas, if they say, oh, I don't know any of those, I don't know, so I probably don't know. So, well, you should ask someone else, I don't know. So, that's not true. No, lama do know, and this is true. So, it's just, no, like, just saying, this is our protocol, okay? Lame nama mazo, nga jab gi che so pa ne tu jin pa yo che pa so. So, lame nama mazo, lama shubi, nyepo de ramni jingo le. So if your lama is in the town, so without lama's permission, you don't teach. You have to have permission from your lamas to teach, even though you're qualified to teach, you don't teach. Lama nama mazoba, lama should be yego de ramne chingo, doing consecrations, all these kind of, you know, ritual things. If lama is in the town, so you ask lama's permissions, you don't do that without lama. So you deliberately give up teachings, you know, and like things like that without lama's permissions. These are all protocols, you know, and people do follow that quite seriously, you know, back in Tibet. Now I told you, change the ramne so the yenji jo lama puja lame chin na shen na chide ha ja. Lobe da lama la buwa je, ti tsut na wasa laba ni kubi buwa de lemba che se. Lame chungtu shinji cha so, che, lame chungtu shinji. If you are sitting with your lama, if someone is doing prostration to you, you ask, simply ask them not to prostrate to you, because, you know, your lama is there. This is all kind of, you know, traditional way to respect lamas. Lame chungtu shinji cha so doba je. Rangi kunje, tsuda suma tsunbe, rangi doji pyu, rangi kunje tele deba na, gave some tabi doba chao. If some of your vajra, you know, as a brother and sister, if they are, you know, as a not following the protocol properly, and you gently tell them, you know, not just, you know, oh, you are breaking this wall, you should not put your feet in front of the altar, that's not right. You should, I say, put back your feet. You have to be very, very gently. You have to tell them gently, you know, whatever, you know, you have to gently, because it's helping them. It's not just ordering them to do. Protocol is not defined by Lama. Lama doesn't demand all these protocols. You know, protocols is, you know, it's not, Lama don't demand them, you know, so you just do them voluntarily, deliberately. You know. Then if you notice some of your, you know, Dhamma friends, you know, they are, you know, like, breaking the protocols, then you gently, you know, out of compassion, you know, tell them very gently. if you make them uncomfortable, scare them uncomfortable, make them very feeling bad, then that's not good. That is, you are then also, again, somebody who's helping someone who's not following the protocol properly. Then you yourself is not following the protocol properly. rangi doji pyu kunju de deba na gawe sambe tabji doba chawas with skillful meaning and with for with very gentle way and you mudu maro june ba tesuji no mate jinse mate jin thela nye ba me ba jino doji no nye ba jibe tsadu je so first one is criticizing the okay now the vow the first vow tsadu chi shi do there's like 14 root vows, right? 14 root vows. The first one is criticizing that Vajra Master, or criticizing based on the way he teach, the way he handle things. So anyway, the criticizing that Vajra Master. So there's no first root vows. Among those 14, that's the first one, okay? Criticizing that Vajra Master. So what we discover studying Lamrim here at the Kadamba Center, so I think many of you came to Lamrim class. So choosing teachers, all this done by choice. No, it's nobody forced, by choice. So then make sure that when you accept somebody, when you receive teachings, especially initiation from somebody, that's your Vajra Master, then you did that by choice, then you should not criticize that. Then you criticize, that's the first, you know, tantric root vows, okay? Lama tenbe, tsuji labja tenbe, tena, bambo che. So then, dhomba sumi cheba kona sheshin to chedu sebe, dhomba sumi labe cheba kaya ron, sheshin to chedu sebe, gawa chenu sa. So then, the breaking vows, knowingly, sometimes, not knowing is there are like four different doors that downfall will come. The first one is not knowing this first door that downfall may come because of this not knowing. So that's why here we are educating ourselves to understand this vows, okay, criticizing Lama. Therefore they are saying Lama's blessing is better from the distant. If you with Lama, so then also they are saying Lama should not be with someone who has deep faith, should not hang out with that person too long. So then you end up seeing all kind of mistake, could be wrong. So when Milarepa teachers, as Sadhguru said many times, we can't judge based on what we see, it doesn't mean we should see everything that Lama does and this is pure. So that's not what it means. So Milarepa teacher Marba, when he first met his teacher Naropa back in India, so first time that Marba met Naropa is like in front of the pond. Naropa is just catching fish, eating just raw fish right there. That's how Marba saw his teacher Naropa, If you judge based on that, all the teaching that Marba received from Naropa, passed on to Milarepa, those will not happen, So so then all of a sudden Naropa, collect all the bones, so then snap one finger, all everything went back to the lake, just like fish. Another way, the tiger's stripe is obvious, you can see, it's on the outside. But human stripe is inside, you cannot see. So that means you can't judge. You can't judge the way it appears. You can't judge based on appearances. So then it clearly says, not that. So anyway, breaking the vows knowingly, so there's second root vow, breaking the vows knowingly, root vows. What we call that's like desheka, desheka is tadunche. Is it clear? Second one. If police is not clear, please you raise your hand. This is education class. So then desheka is tadunche. Ta lama chigle judeshi kanuki ong toba tumbe doji. Is clear? Oh yeah. If it's not clear, then we are studying this to educate more people in the future. If somebody comes to you, if they ask, I'm kind of confused. What, last time when somebody give teaching on the vows, and maybe he said that, she said that, I'm not sure. What is that? Then you can help, at least you can help them intellectually, okay? Mm.
Can I just ask you, are you also talking about Lama himself being careful not to break his own vows? What I keep remembering is when he was there, your teacher, mm. When he told us the story, this really stays in my mind, that he picked up a beggar at the street and brought him to a tea house for
mm-hmm.
a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But the beggar was not happy with that.
Mm.
Got up and walked away.
Mm.
I thought that really, you know,
yeah.
Resonates with me because I suppose he has to keep his vows also.
Yeah. So this is for everybody who has vows. It's not just you. Everybody who has vows. Okay? Everybody who has vows, not just you. Okay? That also includes the person who is talking about vows. That also includes you. Okay? Yeah. Okay? It's clear?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lama Chile, Judeshi Kairo, Ontoba Tsumbe, Doji Pintos, no. So you receive the initiation from one Lama, then you consider yourself as a Vajra brother and sister. Okay? Doji Pinto, Vajra brother and sister. Oh, Dumde, Te. So if you criticize them, any one of them, you receive no initiation from your teacher. If you criticize them, then there's third root vows. Oh, okay? Third root vows. Doji Vajra Pinto means no Vajra brother and sister. Okay? If you criticize them, unfairly criticize them, so then there's no third root vows. So, then, simje kaya ruwa chila mine dewa da sana dewa da thana gawe simje na simje chapa pune tadus. So then, the fourth one is, thinking about somebody could, say, let's say, thinking about Marji, Marji. So they say, okay, I will be more happy if Marji suffer a lot. If Marji has no happiness. So that's something like that. So that also, the number, fourth. Chambapo means like giving up love on somebody, somebody, okay? Chambapo is something like Chambapo is something. Then, if you have Buddhist vows, of course, in this case, you already have Buddhist vows. So you can think, okay, if you give up on one sentient being forever, that's not good. Temporary doesn't break Buddhist vows, but forever. So then, it also breaks Buddhist vows too, okay? Simjian nama chambapa nama chandunji. Simjian nama chambapa nama chandunji. Chambapa nama chandunji. Is it clear now, the number four? Oh, yeah. So make sure, we understand them, okay, in order to practice. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's not okay, but...
it's not breaking a vow.
It's not yeah, that's correct. It's not breaking. It's not... Oh, no, it's not... It's not no. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Now, the number four, root vow, number four, simne chambapa ra tsadunche. Dagi simche chanje chandu chanju dhubha kala nyu nyambe, 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 sambeche. Sim, mesim tala, changsim tala, tsadunche. Okay, mesim is like, the sometimes where they translate called wishing bodhicitta. It's like kind of preparations to go to Washington, D.C. Actually, you are not on the road. You are thinking about going to Washington, D.C. So that's like equivalent to wishing bodhicitta. So now you are sitting there, you are thinking, what happened to your workplace? What happened to the Columbus? What happened to so you have this argument with that person, argument with that person. Then you kind of like overwhelmed by bodhicitta. Saying, okay, I don't think I can practice bodhicitta because there are so many people, got upset by what I said, like that. And, so then, if you give up, this wishing bodhicitta, that's fifth root downfall. Okay, number five. That's not that difficult to understand. Lee, is it clear? Oh. Yeah. If it's not clear, please say something.
I'm not really clear on that one.
No.
Sorry, I don't know how to ask.
So, I'm not going to think about all living beings because it's too difficult. You know, I'm kind of overwhelmed by thinking of all living beings. So, I will just, probably bodhicitta is wonderful. Wonderful. But I don't think I can practice bodhicitta. So, receive bodhicitta vows. No, I think now I'm going to give it up. So then there's the number five, okay? Teba sum kangru to tobe jewe ka khaen rungal khaen rungal de sanje sum bi chhe man she kuwa ta na rajen to den sa dung so. So now the number six is called criticizing. Teba sum kangru to tobe jewe ka khaen rungal de sanje sum man so. So say, okay, Theravada teaching, that's not taught by Buddha. Only the Mahayana Buddha taught only Mahayana teachings. Theravada teachings not taught by Buddha. It's taught by one of the Buddha's disciples, criticizing that. Oh, the Geluk is much one of the best. Kaju Nyingma, Sajja, these are not that good. No, Geluk is the best. Something like criticizing. So that's number six. Number six?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Chukila, you are responsible for the number, okay. Teba sum kharu to tobe.
I'm sorry. So criticizing the other forms of Buddhism?
Yeah, or could be theory.
Okay, what about criticizing...
No good. No. So like when we take refuge in Dharma, so we deliberately make commitments. From now on, we are not going to harm anybody. So that includes, others' beliefs too. Okay. No good. So here this case saying, these are not taught by Buddha. That's how you criticize, where you criticize. Oh, this is not Buddha's idea. This is not taught by Buddha. That's not what Buddha said. No, even though Buddha said that, taught that you are saying is not taught by Buddha, not said by Buddha, criticizing that. So that's number
six.
Number six. So now it's 11:28. So what time are we supposed to stop?
Well, Sarah had suggested maybe going until 12:30 and then having lunch until 2.
Where is Sarah? She's not feeling well. Okay. Otherwise, somebody who organized the teaching is not there, so I think. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Explain Shravaka. Is that solitary realizer? Is that what the Shravaka is?
Uh-huh. Where you found?
In reference to criticizing the other tenets. I'm just curious what those. I'm just trying to. So there's Shravaka. It says Shravaka, Pratyeka, Buddha, or Bodhisattva, or with Mahayana.
Yeah. So there's like three law schools. Yeah. So like Theravada tradition. There's within the Theravada tradition. There's two different paths, right? Small scope, middle scope, they're both called Theravadan traditions. So maybe the term that you are saying is one of the two of them. So you are saying, okay, those teachings are not taught by Buddha. No, it's taught by one of his disciples. So then there's criticizing. The way you criticize is not taught by Buddha. It's not saying, oh, that teaching is not authentic. It's not, even though it's authentic, it's not taught by Buddha. That's how you criticize, okay? So then, on seeing that dembe nirundo mache be kansa lage, on seeing that dembe nirundo mache kansa tela sa, on seeing nirundo mache kansa tela kansa la te dushye be hai na jo so ngaji sawa kanya ro doba parobe tengona mami bala sound betadums. So then explaining vajana teaching to somebody who's not, I say, initiated by vajana teachings means somebody, ju means, you know, mainstream, is not somebody who's, it literally means somebody who has mind is not ripened. What does it mean? It means, you know, somebody who's not been initiated, you know, initiate, okay, not received any initiation, and telling them about, you know, explaining them about the how you say, vajana teachings. That's why this class is small, because I requested Sarah, people who received initiation should come. Besides, no, then they should not come. No, so then this is what it means. This is what it means. Knowing that somebody who never received initiations, knowing is not just accident. It's just you know them, you know, because of, you know, the offering that you receive, or some other reason you decide to explain. So that is, you know, breaking the root box. Okay.
This might sound stupid, but you know, it is like when you get an initiation, and that means changing some of your habits, and you live with somebody, you know, so like suddenly you're saying, well, I'm not drinking alcohol anymore because of a vow, but that's not, and you don't get into detail, but you're just saying I've changed some of my habits because of this. That's not breaking any of this, right?
That you are asking questions based on this vow, this particular vow, here, this is like somebody who is not initiated, you know, somebody who has no idea about vajrayana teachings, and you know that, and you are trying to explain to them about vajrayana teachings. So they are talking about, you know, vajrayana practice that this person's. Person who doesn't know anything about, who has not been initiated, so if person heard what you said, so then, you know, then it's like teaching the secret teaching to somebody who is not initiated.
So it's not like, so this is like trying to get into details of teaching things, not.
Doesn't have to be very detailed, but you know, any length of teachings that you should not talk.
Yeah, I was just talking about sort of practical that I live with, you know, my husband isn't initiated, I'm explaining that I'm not drinking alcohol because that's a vow.
I don't think that breaks the vows.
Okay.
I don't think that breaks the vows. Okay, so like. That's, I don't think that, not, that is not breaking the vows.
Okay. I have a lot of times here when new people come, of course, they know, like the Kali Chakra statue, and they'll say, well, what's that? If you simply say, like, oh, there's a bunch of symbolism there, it's, you know, complicated practice, like something really loose like that, is that breaking the vow? Because clearly they want a lot of detail, and I think most of us try very much not to say very much,
I think we get a lot of questions. It is getting a little bit complicated, and this case is getting a little bit complicated. That's why the reason I put it there two times, the Kalachara books, it disappeared two times, now it's disappeared.
Yeah, it's there.
Where?
Behind, there's flowers in your view, it's right in front of
the teachers. So the reason that the very purpose, I'm not trying to advertise Kalachara books. The very reason behind that is putting there, you know, they're hoping the people are not going to ask me. So they just, you know, they just read them by themselves, you know, see the books there. So, you know, so right now it is kind of,
Recently, there was some visitors that I was talking to, and they asked me about the statue and about Tantra. And so I just said, I started talking about the different levels of the path.
Oh, that's a good way to explain,
Third level. You know, I said that Tantra is the fourth level. You have to go through these first three before you approach that. So that's all I can say really about the Tantra. So I just left it at that and I said, okay.
So So, you know, one Lama said, you know, so now the whatever practice be, you know, so effective, so powerful, because it's been taught in small group. So now it's in the market. So that's what some Lama said, you know, now that's why it's not making a whole lot of progress. You know, because it's been like advertised, you know. So it's been taught in very small. They carefully choose people when they give, you know, initiation. There's a small group, not more than 10. The 10 is the biggest number, not more than small group. They choose very carefully. You know. So now, you know, there's like... so the book has to be visible. So where is this hiding behind the altar? Or you can say, you know, like... this question only is going to be answered by question. You can say this. People know me like that, you know. This very question that you're asking me is going to be answered by another questions. So then you ask them, you know, what is Buddhism? You know, what do you know about Buddhism? You know, what do you know? Do you know about Three Principles of Path? If there's a no, so then you can say, sorry, I cannot explain. Yeah, so maybe, you know, putting something like here in front of the statues, you know, that then people can, so. Yeah, so limited, you know, like, no, that's not, you know, really. So,
because many newcomers ask me, because I see so many of them, and when I explain it, I use the book. I said that Kala Chakra is part of the tantric path, and you can go through other levels before you can learn it. If you want to know more, there's the book.
Yeah, so something like that. No, something like that. It's not just that, you know. And then not just that, you know, in the developed countries, you know, people. It's, anyway, so someone don't you? So the bottom line is somebody who's not been initiated. Then you don't talk about, but you know it's not the accident. You know that person not been initiated, and you are telling that person about, you know, Vajrayana teachings. Even have probably most of it they are not going to understand. If they understand, you know, their understanding has no foundations. It's no good. So that's what we should not do. Not to talk. Okay, it makes it clear. Is it clear? And not to talk about Vajrayana teaching. Somebody is not initiated, receive initiation, anything like that. How is about if you say I don't know? Yeah, it's better to say I don't know. You know, there's books in the Kadamba Center that has to by Lama Yishi. They still mentions all that. Yeah, so you can, you know, there's books in the Kadamba you can read. You know, so you can just simply say I don't know. You know, so that's, yeah. So that's probably, I think that's what I drive. I just say I don't know. You know. Yeah. Yeah, then I'll point to the... So that's basically what it means, you know, like not to talk. If you know somebody, you know, that, you know, so then better to say, no, so I don't know, you know. You can say, I do know about Buddhism if you are interested. I can talk about Lam Rim. So, you know, that's what you can say. But short question is better, answer is better. I don't know, just say I don't know. So that's number?
That was number 7.
So far all the vows clear? Next, So then, you know, the so that's why even though, you know, like through Six Ajahn Guru Yoga, you know, remembering those vows, the reason I'm using these books, so reading these books, you know, so so to make sure that everything, you know, that I said is like according to the books, okay. No, yeah, what don't you say? Rangi Pungbo, Nga, Sanjeji, Sanjay Nga, Rangjun Kumba Chawala, Dunga, Mizawa, the Sanjay Gomu, Nyebam, Rangi Pungbo, Gubracha, Sambe Sage, or the Gubrachina, Pungbo, and Nimish, Sadu. Number 8, it's important, that's like abusing your body, abusing your body. So you say, oh, like, I don't think there's no really foundations that why I should visualize my body as, you know, enlightened beings, Tara and so, because I'm somebody who with, you know, all this fault, full of fault, you know, it's like, and then really looking down on yourself, really looking down on yourself, what you call divine pride, you know. Is the most obstacles in order to succeed in the Vajrayana practice, divine pride. So there's, you know, not just that. So now you see, big problem in development world, big problem in development world, people, how they abuse their body, Pungbo, especially, you know, it's like refers to the form aggregate, especially, you know, body, you know, so much comments have been made on the, you know, appearances, you know, so then because of that you criticize yourself. So that's, you know, if you have tantric vows, you're breaking them. Because Rangi Pumbunga Sanjay Rashid Kumar said, okay, I don't see why I should visualize my 5 aggregate inseparable with enlightened beings, 85 aggregate. When I think about my aggregate, it's all filled with negativities, you know. So that's like, it's breaking vows, you know. This is just, you know, all sufferings. This dirty sufferings. Why I should visualize? This is like something pure body spirit, my enlightened beings. You know, so then Rangi Pungbo, Gubachaya Sambeshe, Sechepas, not eating food, because yeah, basically this guy said the very intentions that you want to deteriorate your body. So because of that you don't eat. And Sage was a Guba Jana Pungbola Nimish. So that, like, basically the summary of that is, you know, abusing your body. Oh. Abusing your body. That's number 8. Are you reading the translation there?
Yeah.
What is this?
I have two different versions. One says demeaning my heaps, and another says abusing my own aggregates.
What was the first one? What it means?
And these aren't words we really use. I mean, my heaps, they're talking of the 5 aggregates, but we don't usually talk like that.
What is heap?
The aggregate.
Pile. Oh. What pile? Apple pile?
Pile.
Okay, pile. Okay. No, it's not. It's pile. Pile. Okay. Anyway, no abusing body. No, if you have tantric vows, is breaking root number. Vow number 8. Oh. Tomba nila. Yim machena. Pona. Then abandoning the theory of emptiness or teaching of emptiness simply because you don't believe in emptiness. You don't believe in emptiness. You believe in absolute reality, something solid. No? Okay, that's number
9.
Number 9. That's not that difficult. Tomajipona. Kunchota, lama meva. Kunchota, lama meva. Tembashi was so. Chayebe, Kansal Lungag, Zawa Chenashi, Chenukan, Dubachi, La, Chambashi, Sadus. So, So they consider. So this is no like. somebody who is criticizing, criticizing Buddha Dharma Sangha, criticizing your master, and also destroying Buddha Dharma, teaching to Buddha Dharma. So now, that also needs to think. The three jewels, the enlightened beings, that's, regardless. Enlightened beings, their concern is all living beings. It's not just Buddhist. It's all living beings. Dharma is not harming any living beings. That's what is Dharma. Not harming any living beings. When you take refuge, then you are saying, I'm not going to harm any living beings. You're not saying, okay, I'm not going to harm any Buddhist people. It's not like that. I'm not going to harm any living beings. So the Vajra Master, what is the qualification of Vajra Master? His or her job is to lead you to enlightenment. Enlightenment, that's for all living beings. It's not just for this particular group of beings. Tembashiva, the teachings is all about caring all living beings, right? If somebody criticize that, so then that's not good. That's not good. So these type of people, these dubajin, chamachi, betanuso, if you have a show, dubajin, chamachi, betanuso, show loving kindness towards those kind of beings, then it's also breaking the vows. Number?
What is number
10? What it says in English language? If you have any questions, we can discuss, okay?
This one is remaining close to malevolent people.
What is malevolent? That's all.
People with bad intention.
What is the word malevolent?
Malevolent.
Okay, don't forget.
Or else befriending harmful person.
Oh, yeah.
That's another
What is that word, befriending them?
Yeah, befriending harmful persons.
Friendly, what is the friend? It means making friend.
But that would be, did you say loving kindness? Did I write it wrong? Show loving kindness.
What's the difference between?
You can be kind, right, but not take them on as friends.
Sometimes the word can be twisted based on what audience likes to hear. That's not good. That needs to be said, what is said in the book. Maybe some audience don't like that to hear that. This is unfortunate. This teaching is not about whether you like or not like. It is what it is. So that needs to be said truthfully. Okay? Dubajana chamba chibetano. Chamba says, you could probably translate into like befriend, or like chamba literally means love, Chamba says also. Then, because the word in chamba says that so I think that translation is also fine, like being friend. So that each vow has reason, why we should not do that. That's reason. That's the far more destructions than benefit. That's why we don't do that. Okay. That's far more dangerous. If you make friends with somebody like that, that's more dangerous than more good that comes out of that. Tembashiva is not destroying the teachings. Destroying the teachings. So can you translate this? Can you read this again? So make sure everybody understand.
Yeah, remaining close to malevolent people.
Oh.
Or befriending harmful persons.
Oh, yeah. It's clear?
I have a
Yeah, yeah. So make sure that we understand clearly. Okay, that's important. Yeah. Otherwise, going through doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So, how do you know if a person is malevolent?
You just follow what they say. You can feel. Yeah, you can feel through conversation, you can feel, you know, so like, you can feel if you spend time with that person. But not like, it's not like, okay, first you have to know everybody who is like that. That's not the case. You don't have to know. You don't have to know. If there's anybody out there, you don't have to know them. You don't have to go to find them. If you encounter one, then you have to be careful. If you encounter one, or who's criticizing, oh, these people are being so kind, so peaceful, that's ridiculous, they have to be violent, you know, they have to be more aggressive, you know, it's nothing going to change. Oh, these people, you know, always saying, okay, about bodhicitta, about loving kindness, see, in their country, everybody's killing, beating, abusing, they have to get gun and kill those people who's abusing us. You know, this teaching is all ridiculous nonsense. You know, so they're talking about these people, you know, like bodhicitta, you better, you know, like, have war, then you defeat them, kill them, because they are killing you, you kill them, and that's what you do. Things like that, you know, so then, when you encounter somebody like that, then you have to be careful, you know, not to be a friend with them, or share some same idea, then it will break the vows. Make sense? No? Yeah, yeah.
That's probably the Western way of saying it. We have contact every week with murders and rapists and child molesters and all that kind of stuff when we do our prison work. And we're not breaking this vow.
No, not at all.
They are asking us to help them change.
Not at all. Yeah, yeah. So those people, you know, back in prison, you know, they want to change.
They do.
No, whatever they did, you know, they feel sorry, they want to change. Mm-hmm. So that's not breaking the vow at all, no. Okay.
Is it also your own motivation with that person? So if you see it and your interaction is based on a motivation to perhaps help them,
Yeah, if if there's if you see the possibility, you know, to any possibility that you can share your own idea about, you know, good about the teachings. So these people, in the way that these books describe, these people, they are deliberately thinking how to destroy the teachings, how to destroy it, you know. So if you encounter them, if there's any possibility to change, so no, what to try? No, what to try? It doesn't suggest, no, you should not try, but you know, and knowing that person and knowing it's not going to change and just still, you know. So now there has to have some reason to like people, right? So these people who's entirely negative, so if you find some other way to like those people, you know, besides their negative thinking, negative saying, if you know, so maybe say, I want to really change that person, you know, with that intentions, I think it's okay, it's fine. But, you know, very little possibilities there to change. These people are probably not going to change. So no matter what you said, you know, so these people, yeah, and people probably read about everything. So, but out of compassion, if you can change, you know, you can change. So that's not breaking vows, no. So now here, dubaje chambache pe tadus, no. So dubaje, that means like there's very little chance that you can change that person. Very little chance, is very slim, no. And not just that, it may, you know, pollute your mind. You may get sucked into that, environment. So then that's you know, that's why this verse, okay? It's clear now? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Number?
11.
Number 11.
We're getting ready to start.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So now this vow is complicated because we have discussions, So what we do, you know, like time to time in the monastery, you know, there's like a ritual performance been taking place, you know, every year. Huge ritual performance. So in that, when you do this ritual performance, mainly is done by the senior monk in the monastery. So when you do that, you know, this is basically aiming those kind of beings. You know, those kind of beings. You know, there's like, say, unfortunately, like, many people probably tried to change Hitler, I think, at that time. Many people probably tried to change his view about, you know, and but I think there's very slim chance, you know, so nobody really could really change. So people, there are people like that, you know, unfortunately. Like, you know, like Saddam Hussein and then, you know, Hitler, things like that throughout histories. You do this, you know, the fire ritual offerings, and the primary intention has to be compassion, but the goal is, you know, to eliminate those beings, which is very, very harmful, whole humanities, okay? If you don't do that, not performing those rituals, is not breaking the vows, is what it says, okay? So that means, you don't have to encounter those beings. If you see one, you don't have to encounter and challenge them. Not challenging them is not breaking the vows. Not challenging them, okay? So that's, we put it that way. Yiji chamba pongwa nama, ngunji ma cheba tsamji, ngunji ma cheba tsamji tsalumiji, yiji chamba pongwa ni ma yin hoche. So that does not mean that you give up on that person. That's what Rebecca, you know, that she mentioned this question. So, like, you don't give up on any living beings, you know, because of the Buddhist vows. You don't give up on, you know, you say, as I said, if you can change, you can try, you know. So that doesn't mean you are giving up on that being. You still wish that beings to be, you know, better, enlightened, whatever this is, you know. But being friend, if that person checks that as, oh, see, even though I have this view, I still get friends. You know, it's not like I'm not isolated. Because people still like me, even though I say, you know, all this, you know, they're all negative of everything, still I get friends. If that becomes encouragement for them to continue to hold their view, then they're not good. That's why, you know, it's not talking about giving up on that person, okay? Onkurwa, singing time, going, ngaji, domba, top chinji, rangi, loni, the samba, dametra, kayano, matemanjeri, dana, jimatunima, so. Oh, yeah. It's not about giving up on somebody, okay? It's like, make sure that doesn't, your friendship doesn't become contribution to their view that hold on. So make sure they don't, you know, confused by that, okay? So now, once you receive the tantric vow, Buddhist vows, then you have to, according to your abilities, okay? If the day pass by not thinking about emptiness here and there, so then it's like that's another vows, no? So that's why Sixth Session Guru Yoga, if you do that, Sixth Session Guru Yoga is already there, no? It's already there. So then other no. Everybody okay? So now, you know, like, if you look at the very strictly point of view about all these Vajrayana teachings, receiving initiation is not that easy. It's not just going through rituals. You cannot say, oh, I received the initiation. receiving initiation also requires a lot of mindfulness to make sure that you don't miss any of the visualizations that are guided by Lama. So that's why it's been given very small crowd. In this crowd, small group, all of them well-educated. They know exactly what they're hearing. They know it doesn't have to, you don't have to explain them like A, B, C, D, like that, They are very ready, okay? So that's why, receiving Kalachala initiation, probably going there, receiving Kalachala initiation. When you read about Kalachala Tantra, then you will know whether you receive Kalachala initiation. I'm not encouraging you. I'm not, not discouraging you. But I just want you to understand how difficult to receive initiations. So tantric vows, So when you think about, breaking vows, then you are probably worried, So maybe, I'm breaking vows. On the other hand, who knows? Maybe you didn't receive initiation. Maybe you just go through the rituals part. Maybe you didn't receive initiations. Maybe you did receive. It's hard to say. So I'm not saying that you didn't receive. You received. So once you receive complete form of initiations, that means not missing any visualizations, guiding exactly dream meditation. They're guided by Lama. So rather than looking at who's taking photos, now what's happening in there, who's doing it, if you miss, that's why the small group, you can't just space out, at that time, you have to be focused. So right now, there's so many things happening, Anyway, but imprint is there, so that's very good news, imprint is there. But, studying the vows is very good. It's very good. You just know how to break. Not how to break, but how to practice them. So that's why he says, that's the reason. Now you see, that's the reason. It's different to Lama. Lama, generally speaking, once you receive tantric vow, you are supposed to say 6 times Guru Yoga 6 times a day. Then some lamas say you don't, So generally speaking, you do. Why? If you don't do, so maybe more likely we are not going to meditate on emptiness. If you say 6 times Guru Yoga, that's already covered. It covers all of this. It's covered, all the vows will be covered. Simply just saying, making prostration, homage, to the Vajra Master, then, remember emptiness. You are saying the word of emptiness there. You are saying that. That's why. That's why Sisaji Guru Yoga has been, that's why you say Sisaji Guru Yoga. So that covers. So then you don't pass the day by without thinking, now it's thinking more like comes down to saying about So then you don't pass the day by not saying about emptiness, So that's why Sisaji Guru Yoga. So now you see why one should receive Sisaji Guru Yoga if you receive tantric vow. So that's why. It covers, okay? That's number? So now it's almost finished, the root vows. So tantric vow is very brief, okay? So the center is providing some lunch or they're on their own?
People were asked to bring their own lunch.
Okay. Somebody who's proper vessel for Vajrayana teachings. Another vow is clear? Okay. So now this number. Somebody who is qualified for Vajrayana teachings, has faith into Vajrayana teachings and have also interest into Vajrayana teachings. And desire or interest, and also faith, understand the foundations well. So then you have this, intentions to as a ngaji ti dumba do de sande ti sim sim dumba na te de sim jin be sa dong so. So where you sometimes I do worry, I'm not discouraging you. But you have to understand. you know, they received initiations. So here, somebody who is qualified to receive initiations has faith, has desire or interest. So then somehow the way you sit, you know, people that kind of like lose that kind of, you know, how you say, interest or desire in the Vajrayana teachings. So that's under the breaking root vows. Okay? Is it clear now? So now, that means you are like, how you say, through your conversation, you are kind of getting rid of their interest, their desire, their faith in the Vajrayana teaching. So that's breaking vows, okay? Mm-hmm. Then there's number 13. Ta choji kolo lam pavite muham pamite mu juni shevashi suda tsumba cheze shanga la sobe tamji je sushin taba mizawa da yi miche ba so sambe tamdu milen ba ham nangi gomba kono tsowo juba inji te na chi do de labe chaja so ba gomba me da tamji sushin ba de tsadu. So this is like happening in this case. Guru Puja, Chokor, you know, so whatever that, you know, like Chok. How is it? Chok offering, that's, you know, part of the, some of the commitment, Chok offering. So far, I mean, nobody fights, I think. We had last 15 years Guru Puja, I think nobody fights in the Guru Puja. If you see the people are fighting in the Guru Puja, so that's also breaking the vow, one of the vows, yeah. Fighting, you know, for both. Because of the, so you call David, you don't believe. So you call a pavitemo, junior, so you call a mijeva, you know, so like that, then there's like a lot of argument, you know, during the talk offering, there's a lot of argument, you know, kind of like, you know, fighting. So then, you know, there's not just that you're saying there's no Bala, Mandana, no, there's two of them, no. Actually it's meat and alcohol, no, there's two of them that, no, is a substance of the part of the soul. So then there's a ritual instrument, then you are saying, oh, all these ritual instruments, no, there's no taking part into this Bala and Mandana, these are all not necessary. Actually the Bala and Mandana, these are dirty things, and so this is not really good, no, you don't touch them. So things like that, that's breaking another vow, okay? What is saying here?
Not upholding my word of honor or not keeping the pledges.
It's like, you know, if you have tantric vow, you should use the Bala Mandana, that, you know, alcohol and the meat. So you are supposed to call Bala is meat. Bala. So you are not supposed to call the normal name. You don't call, oh, meat and alcohol. No, you don't call that. No, you. What happened? Because there are so many quote, CIA quote. There is no, that's like Vajrayana quotes. No, you don't, there's many quotes there, you know. You don't have to explain, you just say that everybody knows, you know, just normal people, they don't know what you're talking about. Basically, you are talking about those two substances. So we are not supposed to call on their own name, what we call Bala, Mandana, this is what we call, you know. Yeah, some people may get freaked out. If you say alcohol, what are you going to do, alcohol in the puja, you know, so you are not supposed to call that, okay. So you're supposed to call this name, Bala, Mandana, okay. Well, there's something to learn. So, you know, if somebody says, oh, this is not, you should not use that. So now we know who can use, who cannot use. If you have tantric vow, you should use. If you don't have tantric vow, it's up to you. If you use, it's not going to kill you. If you don't use, no, it's okay, you know, like that. Now, who can use, who can use? That discussion has been quite often, you know, especially in the Guru Puja. Now you know, if you have tantric vow, you can use. If you don't have tantric vow, you don't have to use. If you use, no, so I think you are not breaking anything because you have nothing to break. No. If you have something to break, if not using, then that's breaking something. No. If you have 20 vows, then it's breaking that. Okay. But you know, with this negative intention, oh, these are all dirty. You should not use. No. This instrument, that's just no, is not necessary. Most important is inside. So then it's not just breaking vows. Okay. It's clear. Lee, you understand? That is number.
That was 13.
So now, so now the last root vow, then we'll check break. So then, you know what, then after that, there's a little bit left, okay, a little bit left. So then beside the root vow, so then, last one, when Robina's here, you know, talking about alcohol, so that will come later, so then we'll say, it will be clarified. That doji pamo so jigin le deba, pumeji tsuzumba ti jenju na, jenju ni mebam, pumeji ridi yoju shewa she, pumeji jenju na, jenju ni, so now see, criticize a woman. That's the last root vow. Criticize a woman. Believe or not, not just men. You know, also women criticize women too. Not just men criticize women. So now criticize a woman. So there's breaking. So that's why he only says, you know, like, as a woman's right is, you know, very much, I say, protected. In Vajrayana teaching, that's what it means, vows, no? It's not just vows, it's like root vow, that you are breaking from the root. Oh, that means you are damaging your vow from the root. It's not just, you know, like, damage here a little bit, it's just damage from the root. Doji pamoji, pamoso jiden le deba, pumeji, pumeji, tsuzuma ti, junjun, mebaza. Doji pamoso, no? Doji pamoso. Actually, Yogini, then all the women, no, extra, then all the women. So, Kumiji, Tsuzuma, Ti, Junjun, remember, Ti, Junjun, remember. Oh, so, the Kuris said, oh, they are not, you know, like, they hear, so, you know, the Pumiji, Yogi, Shishi. So, they are more, how you say, Yogi, kind of tricky, you know, kind of tricky. They are like, okay, I don't need to explain. Okay. Pumeji is like Jun Jun, Jun Jun, Pumeji, Tadu. You know, according to the way you look at the Vajrayogini teachings, all female is considered as a yogini, you know, like ngache, yogini, like has a womb birth, yogini, the miracle birth, yogini. That's, you know, that's different titles. So anyway, that's how you should look at, you know. So anyway, so I'm not going to say much. So. That's like breaking root vows, okay? So don't do them. Jawala, ngadum da denshis. In order to break them from the root, you have to have tantric vows. Shiva na shi neva girls. And you have to be mentally stable. Stable? No. If you receive tantric vows, then after that, you know, you have some mental problems. It's like, what do you call? We call in Tibetan, call nyomba. Nyomba is crazy. So now this word has been used here all the time. So I'm not sure who is crazy, who is not crazy. But the word nyomba means, that means you are mentally unstable. That means you're, then in that case, you are not in the position of practicing vow or breaking vow. If you are, you know, doing that, you know, generally speaking, there's no breaking vow. In your case, if you are doing it, you are not really breaking vow because you are mentally not stable. Well, you have to be mentally stable. Mm-hmm. Stable?
Yes.
Yes. Steady or mentally stable, okay? Shibana shi nebo gara she. Chebar chanju simdoji tsandum mado shen chosun bola kundi shimbo tsangu shin so. Except, you know, giving up bodhicitta. As I said, you know, one of the root vows, giving up bodhicitta. Except that. So then rest 13 require this four great binding factor?
Binding factors.
Not seeing as a fault, not wanting to overcome, doing it with satisfactions, then
no shame
is considered. These are the four binding factor. So rest 13 require this four binding factor in order to break the vows. But giving up bodhicitta doesn't require any of those. Just giving up bodhicitta will break the vows. Kunijima Mazan Tenamji Shiloshuna Bambo, then it's not incomplete, it's not really breaking the vow from the root. It's just called Bambo. Bambo, I'm not sure what is it called in English word.
Downfall?
It's not complete downfall, but it's like
a slip from yesterday.
Yeah, you just slip. You just slip, not completely broke. They just slip. That's why they just slip. They realize hanging on the clip. So there's opportunity to get up. So now we'll stop here. This complete the root vows. Okay, that's complete the root vows. So now we talk about 8 ways to how you slip. There's 8 different ways you can slip. Slip, no sleep.
Not sleep.
Slip. Slip. Okay. So, Jadashur. In Tibetan word for Jadashur. So then about alcohol will come here. Okay. So, take break. Chanjo sem jo rembo che ma je pa nam che jo je che wa nyam ba me ba ko ne